Merry Christmas, Baby is a blues Christmas standard credited to Lou Baxter and Johnny Moore. In 1947, Johnny Moore's Three Blazers recorded the tune featuring vocals and piano by Charles Brown. Apparently, in 1947, Lou Baxter, a songwriter, was in need of money for a surgical procedure on his throat, and he persuaded a label boss to record the song so he could get a $500 advance. His song, Merry Christmas Blues, was reworked and recorded by Johnny Moore as Merry Christmas Baby. It became a huge success, but Baxter never got the money he was promised when Executive Records were sold. The artists, creditors, got nothing.
Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Ooh, I'm feeling mighty fine. I got good music on my stereo. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Satan, he came down the chimney about a 3:30. Left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Ooh, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure been good to me. I haven't had a drink this morning. I I'm all lit up. I'm all lit up. Ooh, like a Christmas tree.
First released in 1992, this is Coco Taylor, real name Cora Ann Walton, and also known as the Queen of the Blues, with Merry, Merry Christmas, a song she also wrote herself.
Come on, bring Santa. Hey, hey.
William Clark was an American blues harmonica player and singer. He was chiefly associated with the Chicago blues style of amplified harmonica. This is his version of the song Please Let Me Be Your Santa Claus.
Let me be your Santa Claus. I'm gonna be there Christmas morning, sitting all around your Christmas tree.
Tinsley Ellis is an American blues musician who was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and grew up in South Florida. According to Billboard, nobody has released more consistently excellent blues albums than Tinsley Ellis. Here he is with Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'. Charles Douglas Musselwhite is an American blues harmonica player and band leader who came to prominence along with Mike Bloomfield, Paul Butterfield and Elvin Bishop as a pivotal figure in helping to revive the Chicago blues movement of the 1960s. He's often been identified as a white blues man. Musselwhite was reportedly the inspiration for Elwood Blues, the character played by Dan Aykroyd in the 1980 film The Blues Brothers. This is his version of the traditional carol, Silent Night.
Thank you.
From his 1980 album Frostbite, this is Albert Collins with Snowed In.
And the weather was awfully bad. Last winter I was in Chicago, and the weather was awfully bad. Let's say I was stuck in Chi-town for the worst winter they ever had. I'm gonna go out here and see if I can get this truck started right quick. Those shoes ain't ready for the winter. Oh, I'm about to fall and break my neck in a minute, buddy. See if I can get this key in this door here. I know it's done. Lock it, lock it, and it froze up on me. Lock it, won't act right. It's already half toe up anyhow. Yeah, I got it now. I'm gonna get in here and try to crank this old thing. I'm gonna pat the accelerator a little bit. Almost got it. About to accelerate a little bit more. It's cold. That wind just whistling out there. Oh, that sure is cold weather out here. Get frostbite out here. Try it one more time. Snow. And I can handle the rain. I said, I don't mind a little snow. And I can handle the rain. I don't mind being cold, but this winter, man, it's sure insane. Let me go down here to this old gas station. I think I can get me somebody to hock on down the street here by the block. See if I can get somebody to give me a boost off here, get my battery charged. Man, this stuff is in a mess here. I'm gonna fall and break my neck. Oh, get on by, man. I'm gonna get out your way. I'm in the street. I'm trying to walk here. Y'all running these damn trucks and cars and going on. Well, come on by, man. Oh, man, the station is unclosed. Now the gas station was closed,
and the snow was 8 feet tall. Now the gas station is closed. And the snow was 8 feet tall. The telephone cable was down, and you couldn't even make a call. You couldn't go out for groceries. Nobody would deliver to you. I said you couldn't go out for groceries. Nobody would deliver to you. In a bad situation like that, what in the hell y'all what I'm supposed to do? Tough one, I tell you. I'll go back out here one more time, see if I can get this thing started right here. Old Barry might be done build up. I might get it started now. Try it. I'm about to fall. Man, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna rough here in Chicago. I'm gonna get on back across that desert in Los Angeles somewhere. Florida somewhere. Yeah. If I can get out of here, I know I'm snowed in. I'll try to crank that damn thing one more time. Think I can get it cranked. I hope so. Let me see if I can get it cranked. Pat the accelerator a little bit. Might get it started, yeah. Oh, yes, I got that thing together now, boy. She's kicking now.
And with that, I declare this week's meeting closed. We'll be back next week with a brand new agenda, so look forward to seeing you then, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. In the meantime, bye for now.